some of the stories that are really resonating, I mean, if you go way back 25 years ago to why the ADA should exist, a girl in a wheelchair who is very much like me would be kicked out of a movie theater simply because she was in a chair. She wasn't disrupting anything. She would try to stay to the side. She just wanted to see the movies, and the movie theater owner would refuse to let her stay because she was in a wheelchair. And now, 25 years later, I love going to the movies, and I'm able to do so in my wheelchair. But there's stories now that you see younger generations who have known nothing but the ADA since they've existed and talking about how much they appreciate being able to go to a dressing room and try on clothes like the rest of their friends without having to try to shove into a tiny room that their wheelchair can't fit into. And they really appreciate that, and they continue to see more struggles that we need to work to accomplish more access. But it's great to see that they haven't had to struggle the way that earlier generations had.
WXXI is part of an initiative called Move to Include. People with disabilities are saying, you know, we don't want to merely be separate with equal rights. We want to be part of, not apart from, our communities. How close do you think we really are as a community in achieving that goal?
I think that we're a long way away. Integration is really the goal. There is no equality when there's segregation. We don't have houses in our communities that are accessible. We have accessible apartment complexes that are very segregated, where a lot of people with disabilities live. But if you want to own your own single-family home, we don't have those accessible homes in our neighborhoods. We don't have people with disabilities working side by side in equal environments in our businesses in Rochester. And we don't have equal transportation opportunities. And we still have many people with disabilities that are forced to live in nursing facilities, not because they need any extra care, but because they need help with showering, which they should be able to get that help in the community in their own homes. So we're a long way away, but we're working every day to get closer. There are more people than ever living in the community than before, so it's happening, but it's going to take a long time.
Do you think the community at large is comfortable with this conversation? It seems that we're talking about it more.
I think that we're talking about it more. I think that there's always going to be this discomfort. A lot of people without disabilities are afraid to say different words. They think they're going to say something wrong. And I think what's important to remember is we need to have the conversation. The conversation needs to happen. So don't worry about if you're going to use the wrong word. We're happy to direct you to the right word if we feel that you're offensive, but we're not offended by having these conversations, because we can't move forward unless the whole community is on board.